The Champions League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back, and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get a shot of millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Listening to the Champions League show, obviously you know that because that music is iconic, one of the most iconic themes in the world. The Champions League is back. This is the Champions League show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Temporarily, you can hear this show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well, but soccer will be exclusive to the Soccer Gambling Podcast from next season. So be sure that you are subscribed to the Soccer Gambling Podcast and not just the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. You can follow me on Twitter at SGPEPR. I'll be continuing to give out all of the free plays, not just in soccer, but in all sports as we continue to give out free winners. But if you want all of the winners, make sure you head over to my website, lockbetting.com, where we are slaying it in every sport. Just coming off a 7-0 run. We're not coming off it. We are on a 7-0 run as I do this show, and we look to continue the winning as we head towards the Champions League. The Europa League starts on Wednesday. The Champions League starts on Friday, and this is your futures and outright show. And we're going to start by looking at the outright markets and looking at the top five favorites here to win this year's competition. We start with the rightful favourites to win this competition, priced at 3-1, and I'm talking about Germany's Bayern Munich. Bayern are the rightful favourites to win the competition because of their post-lockdown form. It saw them with a 100% record, which led to them winning both the Bundesliga title and the DFB Pokal, the German Cup. They are now going for a treble and their sixth Champions League trophy. However, they haven't won the Champions League since 2013 and weren't originally fancied coming into this competition. However, their strong form in the Bundesliga and the form of Robert Lewandowski, who's the top scorer in the Champions League, has changed all that. This team is solid from top to bottom. They have one of the best goalkeepers in the world in Manuel Neuer, a solid back four led by David Alaba, and an up-and-coming left-back in Alphonso Davies. In midfield, they are solid as well. They have creative players as well as a unbelievable anchorman, possibly the best in the world in Joshua Kimmich. And up front, they have a plethora of attacking options from Kingsley Coman to Serge Gnabry to, of course, the top goal scorer in the Champions League, Robert Lewandowski. The second favourites to win this competition are the EPL's Manchester City. Manchester City are priced at 10-3, but I strongly do not fancy them to win this competition. Manchester City are weak in the back, and that is the reason why they didn't go on to win the Premier League this season. Manchester City have never ever won this competition, and it is the ambition of their owners to do so. The same could be said for Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain are a team who comfortably managed to win their domestic title. They are the 9-time winners of Ligue 1, and they have gone on to do that for the last 8 seasons. However, it's the Champions League what they really want, and that's why the likes of Neymar and Mbappe moved to the club. It's imperative for PSG to deliver a Champions League, otherwise they will continue to sack manager after manager because winning the league simply isn't enough. They are currently the 5-1 third favourites to come through and win this year's Champions League. The 4 favourites to win this year's competition are Atletico Madrid, who are priced up at 8-1. Atletico Madrid knocked out the holders of this competition in the last round, Liverpool, winning 4-2 on aggregate. They have looked like a different team post-lockdown, attacking a lot more than they would usually do. Known for being solid in defence, they have scored a ton of goals, which has secured them third place in La Liga from 5th. This is a great achievement from Simeone because he is now guaranteed Champions League football once again, and his team can relax in this competition. Their biggest challenge will come in the form of PSG, who are on the same side of the draw. However, this is a team that are missing Kylian Mbappe and still have to get past Atalanta, whereas Atletico have the favourable draw of getting past RB Leipzig, a team who are going to be without their main player Timo Werner because he's been transferred to Chelsea and will not be playing in this competition.
Comes out of nothing, absolutely nothing. It was like slow motion how the ball went into the net, into the back of the net. Again, you expect the keeper to be better from there. Whether he was a bit unsighted, I don't know.
Here's Llorente, he's playing on cloud nine at the moment.
That's onside.
Sends Morata away. Alvaro Morata can clinch it, and he does. Adrian beaten again. Alvaro Morata with the exclamation point on a victory for Atletico Madrid at Anfield. The Atletico bench has emptied, Diego Simeone leading the celebrations, and Liverpool's reign as European champions is over.
We stay in Spain for the 5th favourites, who are Barcelona. This may surprise some people that Barcelona are priced up here at 9-1. However, given their post-lockdown form, it doesn't surprise me. They blew the La Liga title despite coming in neck and neck. Lionel Messi then decided to criticise his board and his fellow players for not being good enough to play for Barcelona. And he has a point. They have solely relied on Messi despite being weak at the back, not getting anything from Griezmann, not getting anything from Suarez, and lacking creativity in midfield. They've also been drawn on the same side of the draw as Bayern Munich and Manchester City, two teams that the bookies fancy much stronger than Barcelona. However, they can win on any given night, and 9-1 could end up looking like a steal if this team somehow end up winning this competition. So there you have it. They are your top 5 favourites to win this competition: Bayern Munich, Manchester City, PSG, Atletico Madrid, and Barcelona. Outside of those 5, we have Atalanta at 9-1, Juventus at 14-1, RB Leipzig at 14-1, Real Madrid at 25-1, Lyon at 66-1, Napoli at 66-1, and Chelsea, the rank outsiders, at 200-1. Running through these teams and their chances and what they need to happen. Well, Chelsea are 200-1 because they're 3-0 down at home to Bayern, and now they go away for the second leg, having to turn around a 3-0 deficit. That won't happen. Napoli are 1-1 with Barcelona. They're at 66-1. They're 1-1 with Barcelona, and now they must go to the Nou Camp and try and get a result there. So that's kind of a one-off game already. Lyon at 66-1, but they have a 1-0 edge over Juve. And because of that, Juve are priced all the way down at 14-1. Plus, they've been very inconsistent despite winning the Serie A title. Real Madrid are at 25-1. They're 2-1 down and have to go to Manchester City after losing the home leg 2-1. Leipzig are in the quarterfinals, but they've lost Werner, which is going to be key for them. They go to Atletico Madrid, or they play Atletico Madrid on the neutral territory. We just talked about Juve. They have a lot to do. And if they get through that, they're in the same side of the draw as Manchester City, Bayern Munich and Barcelona. Atalanta are at 9-1 because they've had a strong finish to the Serie A season, and now they go against PSG. However, I liked Atalanta originally, but now I know that Ilic is going to be missing the tie. I think that's a bigger miss for Atalanta than it is for PSG missing Kylian Mbappe. Kylian Mbappe, if they get through, should be back in time for the game, which I think will be against Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid are priced at 8-1, 9-1 in some places. Barcelona are priced at 8-1 and also 9-1 in some places. Of course, Barcelona, as we mentioned, have to beat Napoli, but then after that, they'll probably have to get past Bayern Munich, which is going to be a tough ask. PSG are in a comfortable side of the draw on paper. They should get past Atalanta, although they'll have to do it without Kylian Mbappe, and then they'll have to get past Atletico Madrid. Had you given PSG that draw, they would have taken it at the start of the tournament. However, I have a fancy that Atletico Madrid will have too much Champions League pedigree and experience to lose to this PSG team. Much like they beat Liverpool, I like Atletico in a one-off tie to get through to this final and go up against either Manchester City or Bayern Munich. Manchester City, I don't think, have enough to win the Champions League still. They still need to sort out their defensive issues. Plus, there are question marks over Aguero. And Bayern Munich at 3-1, as I mentioned on the clip, the rightful favourites to win this tournament. They have all the tools to win it. Solid goalkeeper, solid in defence, creative midfield players, loads of goals in attack. Lewandowski is the comfortable top scorer in this tournament. So they are the rightful favourites. Plus, they were 100% post-lockdown. Don't forget, everything that I'm giving out here, you can go and bet it over at mybookie.ag, the sponsor of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Join today and MyBookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Just enter the promo code SGP when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, and they pay. Also, let me take a second out here to mention DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use the promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. And also, let me take a second out here to talk about Ace Per Head. If you've ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how, Ace is there to help you start that sportsbook. They'll provide you an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. You can get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Looking at the other markets here, as I said, Robert Lewandowski has the top goal scorer market sewn up. He's 1-66 to win the Golden Boot in the Champions League. He's one goal ahead of Haaland, but Haaland is out of the competition. Behind him is his own teammate, Gnabry, on 6. Harry Kane is already out of the competition on 6. Kylian Mbappe's on 5, but he's injured. And next you have Sterling and Jesus of Manchester City. Nobody's going to catch him. This guy has already sealed up the Golden Boot, and I expect him to score more and more goals, as I think Bayern Munich will end up getting to this Champions League final. But if we look at the odds of reaching the final, you'll see that Bayern Munich are the favourites, but joint favourites with Manchester City at 13-8. I don't understand that, because I think if Manchester City get past this game with Real Madrid, which isn't over, by the way, they'll then have to probably get past Juve, who I do think will edge past Lyon. That's going to be a difficult game if Sarri sets up sensibly. If they end up going attack for attack and try and play Sarri ball, then Manchester City will play Juventus off the park. But then when we're looking at Manchester City getting past either Bayern Munich or Barcelona, I would have to lean with either one of the other two, because despite the fact Barcelona have their problems, they have the same problems at Manchester City, and Manchester City don't have Messi. Plus, there's question marks over Aguero. We haven't seen any kind of price drop here for Manchester City at all, despite the fact that they're losing Sergio Aguero. Paris Saint-Germain are the 2-1 favourites to reach the final. Atletico Madrid are at 5-2. So the bookies obviously expecting a showdown between these two. Atalanta at 100-30, Barcelona at 100-30, 11-2 on Leipzig. I don't think they have any chance without Werner because that's a lot of goals missing from their team. They also looked very, very lackluster when the Bundesliga season resumed because Dortmund dropped enough points to allow Leipzig to get second or at least challenge Bayern Munich, but nobody offered Bayern any kind of challenge and they easily ended up winning the Bundesliga title. Juve 8-1, maybe some value there. Real Madrid, I think, have too much to do despite their wonderful form, winning the Liga title with a 100% record coming out of the lockdown period. They have too much to do being 2-1 down against Manchester City going into the away leg, even if they haven't got Aguero. Napoli 25-1 to make this final. Lyon 40-1 and Chelsea 100-1. They have absolutely no chance at all. Looking at the potential finals here in terms of naming the finalists, the Bayern Munich Paris final is the favourite here at 6-1. Manchester City versus Paris is available at 13-2, so narrowly longer. Atletico versus Bayern, the final that I'm looking at, and I'll explain more in a minute, at 8-1. Atletico Man City 8-1. Atalanta and Bayern Munich 12-1. Atalanta Man City 12-1. PSG Barcelona at 12-1. You'll look silly if you didn't back that if those two teams get there, because Barcelona were the pre-tournament favourites and Atletico are the only competition standing in the way of PSG. So there is some value in that one. 14-1, Atletico Madrid and Barcelona for an all-Spanish final. Atalanta-Barcelona 20-1. Bayern Munich and Leipzig for the all-German final at 20-1. And then everything else is bigger than that. So why do I think it will be Atletico versus Bayern? Well, on Bayern's side, they are coming up against a whole bunch of teams that are very, very attack-minded. However, they are the ones who have the strongest backline to contain those players. Everybody has their key players. Kevin De Bruyne is at Manchester City. You have Lewandowski at Bayern Munich. And you have Lionel Messi, of course, at Barcelona. Everybody has their superstars. However, it's what you have overall that counts. Barcelona and Manchester City have severe backline frailties, even to the point where Juventus could emerge as the semi-finalists here. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone beats Bayern. And that's very surprising to say, given how Bayern Munich were not even looked at as being contenders at the start of this tournament, but they've just got stronger and stronger and stronger throughout the season. And there's just been more consistency throughout their players. Even when you're looking at the likes of Kingsley Coman and Serge Gnabry out wide, the players that have replaced the irreplaceables of Robin and Ribery, these two men have managed to come in and do that job. Plus, next season, they're going to add Leroy Sané. So if they don't win the Champions League this season, they're going to go close and they're going to be even stronger next season. On the other side of the draw, you have Atletico Madrid. They are an amazing tournament team. That's why they've got to three Champions League finals. That's why they have managed to knock out Liverpool, because tactically, Simeone can set up to play against anyone. And we've seen teams frustrate PSG post-lockdown. PSG have had the disadvantage of not having to complete their season. And they came straight out, played a few friendlies and played two cup finals. They won both cup finals, but if anybody watched those games, they looked terrible. They looked like they were lacking creativity and they looked easy to play against. And you're looking at Saint-Étienne and Lyon managing to get through. I wouldn't be surprised if Atalanta ended up knocking out PSG. However, without Illich, that's a big miss for them. Having that kind of key playmaker is a big miss. I thought there was big value in Atalanta. I'm worried now about taking him. I don't think I will, because I honestly think that Illich is a bigger miss than Kylian Mbappe, despite the fact that Kylian Mbappe is a much better player, much better known worldwide, and will probably go on to be the best player in the world and win a number of Ballon d'Ors. At this moment in time, what Illich provides to Atalanta is a bigger miss than what Mbappe provides to PSG, and I think they'll squeak through, but I don't think they'll get past this very, very well organized Atletico Madrid team. And I do think Atletico Madrid will end up going to the final. That's why there's definitely value here on the 8-1 for a Bayern Munich versus Atletico Madrid final. For a lock on this show, I'm going to commit to one of those, and I'm going to commit to the longer odds. I'm going to commit to Atletico Madrid making it to the final, which you can get at round about 5-2. My clients got this play a while back, because with Illich missing and Mbappe missing, the two teams who are strongest in that side of the draw are weakened by missing key players. And even if Mbappe plays against Atletico in a semi-final, is he going to be 100%? Atletico have no injury worries. And even if they did, tactically, Simeone would be able to counter for that. It doesn't matter who plays in this team. This is a team who plays for their manager. They didn't have the players or the form going into the Liverpool game, but they still managed to go through. And I had a feeling that that would happen. I even said it to my clients who asked me why we weren't taking Liverpool on any kind of last 16 parlays, because I said, this is Liverpool's kryptonite. And this is going to be the kryptonite for a lot of attacking teams in this tournament. I think that Atletico Madrid are the standout dark horses to win this tournament. They have possibly the easiest tie of the quarterfinal stage, having to get through a Leipzig team who are missing their best player, with Werner going for Chelsea and deciding not to play in the Champions League and to train with Chelsea instead. A weird decision when you're already in a Champions League quarterfinal. Lacks ambition, really, in my opinion, but that's what he's decided to do. So that looks like a gimme. And then at the same time, they go through against a PSG team who have always struggled in the Champions League, and they're going to struggle again because this is going to end up with another manager, in this instance, Tuchel, losing his job if PSG don't win this competition. I think he could survive if they reach the Champions League final, but in order to do so, they're going to have to beat one of the most well-organized teams in Europe, who are solid in defense and have shown post-lockdown that they can attack. Therefore, my lock for this show will be Atletico Madrid to reach the Champions League final. You can get that at 5 to 2. That concludes your Champions League show. You've already heard the Europa League preview, hopefully. The Europa League last 16 show is out. There will be a Champions League last 16 show as well, so make sure that you listen out for that. That will be coming out shortly, but this is your futures preview. You have your futures lock. We will be doing a ton of podcasts throughout this tournament. As I said, we've already had 3. This is the 3rd one. The last 16 one is out next. Then we will be doing 2 separate podcasts for the quarterfinals, a joint one for the semifinals of the Europa League and the Champions League. And then we'll conclude with a joint one for the final. Don't forget, if you're new to soccer betting, to check out Soccer in 20, because that is a soccer betting tutorial. It will tell you about all of the major clubs and what's going on with them. Plus, it will tell you some of the soccer bets that we like to give out here. And there'll be a second part to that where we'll be looking at more in-depth bets like the Asian lines, the Asian handicap lines, and the Asian goal lines, etc. But for the meantime, that's it for me and this edition of the Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.